Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face. This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen. I'm just going to jump right into this episode today with black magic on kids. If you have a child, it doesn't matter what age it is or what age they are. They could be from toddlers all the way to early teens, mid-teens, and even late teens, and even early adult when they're 18 or 20 years old. And you start noticing their characteristics and their personality starts to change. If your child starts spacing out, and not behaving the way that they normally would behave, if their characteristics are changing and they start having multiple different personalities, I need you guys to watch for those signs. Now, of course, not everything is spiritual or has to do with spirituality, but there are some things that you can look for, certain signs you can look for to see if maybe your child might have some kind of black magic influence on him or her, and if they might even be possessed at times. I know this is a very sensitive topic because it has to do with your child. I have kids of my own, so I know the signs to look for. I know it's very sensitive to think, and you don't want to believe that something spiritually, especially in a negative way, could be going on with your child. But some of these symptoms you guys have to watch out for in order to protect your child. And if you feel like something is really going on with your child spiritually, my recommendation is to seek spiritual help as soon as you possibly can. Now, adults can handle spirituality a little bit differently, a little bit better than kids can. And the reason why I'm saying this is if an adult's personality changes, or if they have some kind of negativity or black magic on them, some kind of a dark cloud over them, over their shoulders, things happening rapidly, changing in your life, you would be able to notice that. You would be able to feel it. A child cannot understand, does not understand, and would not feel any of the changes. They think it's going to be normal. And as parents, we should look for certain signs to see what's going on with our child, because a child cannot determine. To them, it's hormones. To them, it's growing up and their personality is changing due to their hormones. Which is normal. But at the same time, if it goes negative, if your child is going downhill negative and spiraling out of control, for example, let's start with the toddlers. I would say as early as possibly 3-4 years old. When your toddler is their behavior starts changing. It doesn't always have to be a possession. It could be some kind of like a black magic spell, some kind of a curse, some kind of a hex. And it doesn't always have to be put on the child specifically. It could be put on the adult, on the parent, on that lives with that child. And it can also affect your child that's living in the same household or has any kind of energy connection or interaction with that adult or the parent. It could definitely affect people around them, including kids. And kids get affected the worst and the quickest, more than adults do, because they're vulnerable, they're sensitive, and their spiritual doors are open to a certain age, up to a certain age. So within that age frame, If there's something negative, something dark going on in the household with anybody, that doesn't specifically has to be attached to the child. The child will get affected as well. So for example, if an adult or a parent in the household that's taking care of the child and raising that child, if they are affected by black magic spell, or if they have some kind of a demonic attachment, it's definitely going to affect the child as well. Anything that's negative going on in the house. For example, it's the same thing. Let's say both parents are fighting, both parents are not getting along. Of course, it's going to emotionally and mentally affect the child in the same household, because the child could see that negativity. Same thing with black magic spell or an attachment. It will rub off onto the child. Even if the child is old enough to understand or in their teens, it's still going to affect the child. Now, if the characteristic of this little baby or little child, whatever, 3-4 years old, I'm saying 3, maybe 2. I'm not too worried about the 2-year-olds that much. I'm more worried about 3 and up, because that's when their brains start maturing up and developing a little bit quicker, and they start noticing things, they start speaking and understanding a lot more. And you know, if your child comes to you and says and points, you know, somewhere in the house, up in the ceiling, in a wall, in a closet, whatever, and says, you know, monster, because, you know, little kids like to use the word monster, or, I don't know, sometimes they would even say, you know, my friend, or I'm scared of my friend, or if your child starts acting scared, that's something that I need you guys to look for. If your child is acting scared, at that age, the child should already be sleeping on their own in their own room. And I'm sure a lot of parents would agree with me, right? Because I have kids, and once we got rid of the cribs, my kids had their own room. Now, if your child is restless at night, can't sleep, if your child wants the light on it all the time, or they're pointing in a certain direction in their room at all times, you know, a lot of times it'll be the same direction, same spot, maybe in a corner of the wall, inside the closet, up on the ceiling, under the bed. If the child has a bathroom in their bedroom, they could be pointing in the bathroom. Whatever the case is, and they start speaking gibberish. I mean, obviously, at that age, the child doesn't understand that what a demon is. What an angel is, you know what I'm saying? But they do see, at that age, their spiritual doors are open. So they do see things that a lot of adults can't with their own physical eyes. So if they're pointing at a direction and they're saying these things, you guys need to pay attention. And then don't just assume that, oh, it's just a nightmare. That's another thing. Kids have nightmares because these demonic attachments or any kind of black magic spells will definitely affect little kids more than adults, because again, their spiritual doors are open, so they'll be able to see it more and let you know what's going on. So if they say something like that, I want you guys to seek professional help, you know, maybe even get a reading to find out what's going on with your child. If they specifically have something on them, or they could be getting affected by somebody else in the household that has an attachment or some kind of black magic spell on them. It does affect and rub off to kids too. If it does it to the adults, it's definitely going to affect the kids a lot quicker and a lot worse than it would an adult. Now, if your child is between the ages of 5 to 10 and they're able to express things more, and you see them talking to somebody, if you see them, you know, at that age, they'll start isolating themselves from everybody else. If you have a child from the ages of 5 through 10 and they are isolating themselves from the public, they're isolating themselves from their own family members, their own parents in the same household, including their siblings, if they have brothers and sisters, and they just want to stay in their room by themselves, you know, and their characteristics and their personality starts changing. A lot of times they don't know how to express it and tell the adult or the parent. So they will either write words or sentences describing their emotions, their feelings, what they're seeing, what they're going through. And then a lot of times they will draw you know, these demonic entities that they're seeing, which they interpret as monsters. And if that happens, I need you guys to also seek professional help, either from me or somebody that could give you a full, real reading, not tarot cards, okay? Stay the hell away from tarot cards. You don't want them to open up more portals and pour in more demonic entities that will attach to your kids, and it's going to get worse on them. So not tarot cards and not none of that bullshit, the magic crystal globe that doesn't exist. None of that shit either. I'm talking about a real psychic medium that could sit there and do a reading like I do and let you know if there's something really going on with your child when it comes to spirituality, if they're being affected. And a lot of times when adults have attachments, those attachments will attach to your child too, as well. When they wake up in the middle of the night screaming and crying, they don't want to stay in their room, even at age 10. They would want the door open at night when they go to sleep. They want the light turned on. They want, you know, they're restless. They'll go out for a drink in the kitchen. They'll use every excuse to stay out of their bedroom. Their personality starts changing. They'll start lashing out of nowhere. They will say things that doesn't make sense, sometimes even speak in tongues or gibberish or, and it's really easy to possess a child. Unfortunately, I'm not saying this to scare you guys. I'm saying this to be aware and to fix the problem as soon as possible. So the sooner you fix the problem, the better your child will be. And they could grow up to be healthier and in a very safe environment instead of having these demonic attachments or black magic spells or hexes, curses, witchcraft, voodoo. They're all known to be black magic spells. And then also when I do a reading, I get to the bottom, not just of what's going on with your child, but where it came from and who did it. And if it came from somebody else that's attached to that child, or if somebody did it directly to your child. So it's really important to look for the signs. Now, from ages 11 to 15, that's when their hormones start changing, right? That's where females, they start going through their menstrual cycle, and then the boys start developing, you know, that their voices start changing, they get deeper. That's a little bit difficult, and that's why I'm putting, you know, specific age, numbers, you know, to let you guys know at this age, to this age, this is what it is, what to look for. At this age, this is what it is, what to look for. Now, 11 to 15, of course, their hormones are changing. And at that stage, it's kind of hard to determine if it has anything to do with spirituality that's affecting your child, or it's just their hormones. Now, if they go overboard, that's when you could see, for example, if your child from ages 11 to 15 is being possessed, you could look into their eyes and see if they're looking at you or they're looking right through you, and how their behavior is. Now, for example, you know, we live in a generation where this world requires electronics for everybody, unfortunately, even for kids, right? So if you take an electronic away from your child, if your child does not accept some kind of a discipline or punishment by taking their electronics away, and they start lashing out, start bashing the doors in, slamming the doors in, punching walls, kicking, screaming, throwing a tantrum like a two-year-old, wanting to run away, and then at the same time, when you try to restrain them for their safety of the child, of your child, and they start attacking you, that's when you put the brakes. That's when you look deeper into what is going on. Your child is not allowed to or supposed to put hands on you or attack you. And if they start becoming violent, you have to contact somebody right away. And then at that time as well, that's when they get into, of course, unfortunately, the internet's out there, and there's a lot of people that are doing recording themselves and putting it on YouTube and everywhere else about satanic rituals, how to sell your soul, this and that, and you know, for some reason, spirituality at that age for kids is very interesting to them. So pay attention to what videos they watch on YouTube and what's, you know, social media they're on, and what who they're affiliating with. the kids, you know, it has to be, of course, their age, but what they're doing. If you notice that your child is into that spirituality stuff, which is not bad, but you just have to make sure they don't do the bad stuff or they're not watching the bad stuff. You know what I mean? And just, you know, I would check their room just to make sure. And it's not violating your child's privacy or invading their privacy, because they're still minors. So you as a parent, it's your job to keep your child safe. It's your job to snoop around and make sure you're not finding, you know, satanic ritual messages or satanic ritual candles, incense, or anything that has to do with satanic stuff in your child's room, in their backpack, in the closet, under the bed, in their drawers, you know. Just keep an eye on everything that's going on with your child. And if they lash out and that's out of your child's character, again, seek professional help, because most likely they can be some kind of demonic attachment, or they could have opened up certain portals and invited demons in themselves if they're into that spiritual stuff. So be very, very, very careful. Any characteristic that changes with your child that you don't find normal, I suggest you to contact me, and I would be happy to book you in for a reading. Get to the bottom of what is going on with your child, and if there is in fact something spiritually going on with your child, which is whether it's directed towards your child or came to your child directly, or it came, and or if it's affecting your child through another adult, somebody else in the household, or it could be somebody else that's not in the household but does associate with your child and comes in and out of your home. Also with portals open, demonic attachments, black magic spells, you name it. If it's happening or if you feel something is going on, contact me. And if I find out anything that is going on that has to do with spirituality with your child, I would be happy to take the next step and fix it and help you and get rid of it so your child can get their lives back to being normal. Because to be honest with you, I mean, we as adults suffer enough as it is when it comes to black magic, right? But we as adults can handle certain things. Kids don't. Kids cannot handle it because, you know, they get affected the worst because they don't understand it. What you can't understand, you can't protect. So just make sure that, you know, you're on top of it and you're watching them very closely. And if you notice any changes that's going downhill with your child, isolation is something that you have to look forward to as well. Isolation, where they don't want to go out, they don't want to have any friends, they're at home, they're in their room all the time, listening to music, watching videos, watching movies, that's fine. But pay attention to what kind of music they're listening to what they're watching on their videos and their shows, on YouTube, on social media, who their friends are, who they're talking to, what kind of peer pressure is around your child, what kind of what kind of examples they're setting for your child, what your child's interests are, if your child is a good kid and then all of a sudden their interest shifts from doing good to bad. You know, some kids in their early teens, unfortunately, will go out there and they will start experimenting, killing animals, killing cats, killing dogs, and it starts off really small and they enjoy it. You know what I mean? They find a ladybug and they think it's cool to just squish the ladybug in between their fingers, just to see that blood. If your child is into blood, that's another thing. Be careful. If your child is into blood, then that's not good. Because me as an adult, I don't like the sight of blood. So if your child enjoys the sight of blood, that's something that you might have to watch out for. Sometimes it could be psychological too as well, but it does mainly start with black magic or some kind of a demonic attachment or dark influence on your child from the dark side, because that's not normal. And then you know, they're mentally and emotionally messing with your child, so pay attention to signs like that. You know, sharpening knives, playing with weapons, you know, just even as toddlers, they could easily get influenced by the dark side and, you know, go into the kitchen and get a knife, you know what I mean, and try to do something with the knife, you know, either carve something. I mean, again, it could be, you know, just a regular child thing, but you know, none of my kids did any of that stuff. And then I have parents that contact me and say, Monica, it started off with very little things and then it started to progress more and more. So just be careful, keep an eye on your child. And to answer the main question, the reason why I made this episode for you guys is because a lot of parents have been contacting me lately, a lot more concerned about their kids, especially with what's going on around the world right now, with a lot of negativity that can be influencing your child in ways that they don't even understand how or why it's happening to them. It's your job as a parent to keep your eyes and ears open and make sure you're protecting your child no matter what you have to do. So once again, contact me, MonicaSpiritQueen.com. Don't forget to leave your phone number. Without a phone number, your emails get deleted. Don't send me a million emails because, we go in order. I contact you back in order depending on, you know, what days I get the emails in. And my emails get flooded all the time. So please be patient. Don't forget to leave your phone number. One or two, don't write me a book and then not leave a phone number because I will never contact you back. I'm telling you that much. I will delete your email, or my crew members and my management team will delete your emails, and then you'll never hear from me. So your full name, your full legal name in the email, okay? I don't want you coming back and saying my name is, I don't know, whatever, you know, popcorn or candy or, you know, cotton candy, whatever the case is. I don't want a nickname. I need your name so when I call you, I can respectfully ask for you with your real name. Your phone number, one or two quick sentences of your concern of why you're contacting me, why you need my help. My prices, of course, are on my website for the readings and everything else I do. So we will discuss that later on. But the most important thing is reaching out to me, getting to the bottom of what's going on with your child so we could take the next step and fix it. Your child's life is more important than anything, because I know my kids' lives are more important than anything, and I will do anything I possibly can to reach out to the right people in order to help my kids. So for example, if your kid is sick, obviously you're going to call the pediatrician and take your child to the doctor. Same thing with this. If you feel like your child is being influenced by the dark side, negativity, black magic spells, demonic attachments, even negative people being around your child, that negative energy can affect your child, and your child can possibly need a cleansing, a full cleansing, to get rid of that negative energy away from them so you could free your child from this darkness. If we as adults do not accept darkness around us, obviously we're not going to accept our kids to be in darkness. And it's very important for your kids to get cleansed at least once in a while, just to get rid of that negativity that's on them, either from adults, from peer pressure in school, from other kids, from teachers, from school officials, from being outside, whatever the case is. It's really important to keep yourself and your home and your kids cleansed. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining me. Contact me at MonicaSpiritQueen.com. I'd be happy to help you. I love you guys. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to join. Don't forget to support my channel and my podcast, because this is what keeps me going, to give you guys great contents, to give you guys paranormal investigations, to give you guys the tutorials that you need, something like this that's really important to look for, to help you guys when it comes to spirituality and behind the scenes of everything that's going on with spirituality. I love you guys. Take care, and I'll see you guys next time.